am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Well, before I even get a chance to jump in, Frank foreshadowing our winner from last week. We're going to get to Louis in just a second here. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener is your weekly opportunity to join and show your smarts right here by calling 1-877-332-8255 because we give you a question every week. And if you know it, if you're the first person with the correct answer by phone, because yes, you have to play the game by phone, then you win. You win bragging rights. You wear the crown. You wear the T-shirt, by the way, thanks to our friends at Little Town Apparel. They put together a limited edition Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener T-shirt that only winners can win. And winners like Louis Wolf, who joins me from Watrous this morning. Louis, how are you today?
I'm pretty good.
How about Frank getting that song on Louis Louis on for you?
I've heard that one once or twice, yeah. Wow.
I can imagine. Well, last week when you called in, you were in the middle of spraying, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we got it all wrapped up, and then an interior this weekend, which was awesome. Yeah. And then, a little golf on Monday, so I had a few beer bought for me.
Well, this sounds good. Like, you've had a good week. Even the rain coming into play has been good.
Yeah, it's exactly what I wanted.
And, what course do you play?
Gentle. Manitou. We had a farmer golf tournament on nice. Monday, so it was a lot of fun.
That's a good golf course. And you said you had some beer bought for you because you were an SSRL winner?
Exactly. Yeah.
I love it. Well, last week's question I thought was a bit of a tricky one. These creatures do not live up to what they're known for. You knew the answer was
a wise old owl.
Owls, that's right. Not maybe as wise as we think they are. They're slow, they're stubborn, they're hard to train.
Apparently not. News to me, but it was a good guess.
That was a good one, Louis, and that gave you the crown for the week. And so you've been a great champ, but it's time to pass the baton. And I know you've got today's question. What is it, Louis?
I do, and I'm glad I'm asking it, not trying to answer it.
So okay. Here we go.
A U.S. president claimed to be one of the last people to have seen this.
A U.S. president claimed to be one of the last people to have seen this.
There you go. Good luck.
Good luck. Thanks, Louis. Appreciate it. You bet. Thanks for listening. All right. So that's the question today. A U.S. president claimed to be one of the last people to have seen this. Someone out there knows the answer to this question. I know it. Because this was actually a fairly public discussion and has bubbled back up to the conversation a few times. The tricky part is we're not giving you the president's name. A U.S. president claimed to be one of the last people to have seen this. What do you think? 1-877-332-8255. You always know it's tough when people are a little reluctant to call in. And or maybe it's just they don't want to be the first one to have called in. Lorne, you are the first one. How are you today?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Tough question today, or do you know this one?
Well, there's something ringing in the back of my head about the topic about it, but I can't think of anything else. I'm going to go with Halley's Comet.
Halley's Comet is not correct, but thanks for playing along, and thanks for getting us started. 1-877-332-8255. David in Saskatoon. A U.S. president claimed to be one of the last people to have seen this.
Well, I don't have a good specific answer, so I'm going to have to just go with UFO.
A UFO? Okay, that is a good guess at it, I'd say. If you're going to take a wild-ass guess, UFO is a good one. But no, it's not that. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Mitchell in Indian Head. Mitchell, thanks for calling in. A U.S. president claimed to be one of the last people to have seen this.
I was going to guess UFO. So let's go with, like, Lincoln's ghost.
Lincoln's ghost is not right. But thank you for trying. 1-877-332-8255. Yeah, it's this might be a tricky one. Although I think if you knew the president, it would probably help. But obviously, I'm not going to give you that because I think that makes it super easy. We might get there with the hints, but let's keep trying to get a guess first. A U.S. president claimed to be one of the last people to have seen this. Scott in Saskatoon, do you know?
I was going to say a living alien, but I've heard enough UFO stuff that I'm probably off.
You're going to adjust your answer now?
Like a living, breathing alien at Area 51.
Okay, good guess, but no. But thanks. What you've done is you've eliminated that answer for someone else. Maybe you've narrowed it down. 1-877-332-8255. I'm not at the hint stage yet. Let's see if we can get it. A U.S. president claimed to be one of the last people to have seen this. We're going to go to Martinsville. I've got Maurice on the line. Maurice, what do you think?
Good morning. Yeah, my guess is, and I may have missed somebody else guessing this, but I'm reminiscent of Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter, reporting that he had seen a UFO.
Okay, so we have had the guest UFO, but you gave a lot more specifics. No, it's not UFO. So it's not UFO, it's not Halley's Comet, it's not an alien. What is it? What are we talking about? 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to go to Eric in Saskatoon. Eric, today's Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener question is this. A U.S. president claimed to be one of the last people to have seen this. What?
I believe it was Teddy Roosevelt saw the last passenger pigeon.
Wow! There you go. I had a lineup of hints ready to go, and Eric, you didn't need them, did you?
Teddy Roosevelt's sort of a personal hero of mine, so...
So you knew that I said right off the start, someone is going to know this. I mean, this is the essence of Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener, that tidbit of information. So why Teddy Roosevelt? Why do you like him so much, Eric?
He's just kind of a larger-than-life character and did lots of things, kind of a Renaissance man. So
the backstory is Teddy Roosevelt, an avid bird watcher and conservationist, claimed to have seen a small flock of passenger pigeons in 1907 near his cabin, Pine Knot, in Virginia. Now, some historians have questioned whether that actually happened or not, because there was a boy by the name of Arthur Middleton who shot and killed a passenger pigeon in 1900 in Pike County, Ohio, believed to be the last known passenger pigeon seen live in the wild. There were a few in captivity, but even those, the last one died in the Cincinnati Zoo in 1914. But rumor is, and Theodore Roosevelt swore that he saw a small flock of passenger pigeons in 1907 by his cabin. Eric, to say I'm impressed is an understatement. I thought we were going to be gnashing at this for half an hour, and you got it in about 13 minutes. Pretty impressive.
It was my fourth time, so.
have you ever won before, Eric?
Yeah, this is number four.
Number four. What's your last name?
Kerry,
and what keeps you busy in Saskatoon?
I'm doing some crop scouting right now, so.
Okay, good stuff. Well, being an avid fan of Teddy Roosevelt has paid off. If you ever wondered if it would in your life, well, it did today on Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. Eric, I'm going to get you to stand by. We're going to add to your collection of Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener t-shirts. Thanks to our friends at Little Town Apparel. Frank will talk with you offline here and grab some information from you. Congrats again, my friend. That's impressive. I did not think I was ready to say, okay, this happened over 100 years ago. If I needed to get there, I was going to tell you who the president was. The question, a U.S. president claimed to be one of the last people to have seen this. Theodore Roosevelt claimed to have seen a small flock of passenger pigeons near his cabin in 1907. And of course, we know that those birds no longer exist. They are extinct. They went basically out of the live world or the wild kingdom in the early 1900s. There were a few still in captivity. The last known passenger pigeon, Martha, died in captivity at Cincinnati Zoo September of 1900. 14. Congrats again to Eric Carey, today's winner from Saskatoon of Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.